Weinstein is reportedly miserable behind bars on Rikers Island in New York City after taking a fall over the weekend. A spokesman says Weinstein is in one of the jail's infirmaries now, sharing a cell with two older men. He's having a hard time walking around the jail without his walker. The first recreational marijuana shop in the city of Boston is now open to the public. Pure Oasis has received all of the needed approvals to open the pot shop effective today. Remember, you can check us out online anytime. We have a newly redesigned website, and you'll find it at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR DB.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 70, west winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 63, and southwest winds between 5 and 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Tuesday night, showers are likely, mainly before 8 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, with a low around 41. Southwesterly winds around 10 miles per hour will become northwesterly after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 57, and northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the afternoon. On Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Thursday, partly sunny, a high near 56, and Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And you work week on Friday with a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 62. The chance of precipitation is 40%. And going into Friday night, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 38.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here Mondays at noon. Good lunch hour listening because we are talking to people, to organizations, to businesses who have their hands across Hunterdon to give back, pay it forward, and truly make a difference here in Hunterdon County. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, and I'm extremely pleased to have Regina Halsney here today from Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon. She is the executive director, and I welcome you, Regina.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, because you and I see each other quite a bit, right?
We do at many meetings.
Many, many meetings. Serve on many, many committees and actually serve a similar clientele, because our senior programs helping people age in place, very similar to Meals on Wheels and your mission. And so we do collaborate, which makes a difference for our folks. So Meals on Wheels, great branding, right, mm-hmm. across the country, and fabulous work. Give us a little bit about Meals on Wheels here in Hunterdon County. Why is it different than, say, Oklahoma City?
Okay. Well, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County is a very small nonprofit organization formed in 1973. Every Meals on Wheels is different. We are not county funded. Some of them are run by their county. We're just a very small organization. We have approximately 20 part-time staff, which is equivalent actually to 10 part-time staff who actually package up the meals with volunteers. We have one full-time individual, which is me, and we have approximately 11 board members. So we're just a very small organization. We do get funding from the federal Title III Older Americans Act. And we have other funding that we receive from grants. But where we're different is that each Meals on Wheels might be a member of the National Association, but we all operate differently. And it's based on the clientele that we have in the area. So basically, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon serves the seniors of only Hunterdon County who need the nutritional support. Other Meals on Wheels programs could be a lot larger, so therefore they offer more programs to help the seniors of Hunterdon County.
So we both received the Older Americans Act funding. It is trickled down through the county that which I guess is the proper word, administers mm-hmm. it. And the age group is 60+.
Correct.
And you are delivering meals each and every day for your clients, but you also do have additional programs. So I know we're going to talk a little bit later about, for instance, your...
The congregate program,
your St. Patty's Day events. You
right.
have incredible Valentine's Day events. If you go to the Senior Center and you go down to the Meals on Wheels cafeteria, there's so many things going on there all the time. But when we look at who these people are that are being served, and you and I both know, oftentimes these are folks who do not get out of their house.
Correct. The majority of people that are homebound are basically in their late 70s or early 80s that most of our clients are, and they're home alone. They have no family members that could make sure that they have a meal for themselves. Some of them cannot get out. Some of them are driving, but maybe just very locally and are concerned about driving. And then we have seniors that are actually bedridden, and they might have an aid. So these are the seniors of Hunterdon County who want to age in their homes. They do not want to go into a assisted living nursing home or possibly can't even afford to do so. So we're able to provide them with a meal and an assurance check Monday through Friday between the hours of 11 and 1. We have volunteer drivers that will make deliveries throughout Hunterdon County. We'll make sure that the senior receives the meal and just do a hello to see how they're doing. Any concerns are reported back to the office, and we will follow up with their emergency contact. So a lot of the seniors, really, the volunteer driver is the only person that they see that day. And they really do look forward to those drivers arriving.
Not just for the food, but for the social contact.
Exactly. Because even if the driver's a few minutes late, they're calling the office, are they coming? Mm-hmm. We've always received such nice compliments about the drivers. They are very special people that will make these deliveries on their time to the seniors that are homebound and who need the nutritional support.
And I want to say, too, that it's very important that those drivers are literally boots on the ground because, again, with our programs, the telephone reassurance program, where we're visiting from 8 a.m. in the morning to 9 p.m. at night, or our friendly visitor program, again, for the same reason, aging in place, that social contact is so, so important. We know from research, and I say this over and over again on the air, that it helps you not just mentally. We always think, okay, we won't be depressed if we have somebody to have a conversation with. But studies prove it helps us physically as well. Mm-hmm. And so that social aspect is so, so important. And those drivers, that friendly hello is gold. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely gold. But the other part of it, too, is that, again, boots on the ground. They report back to your office, similarly to our friendly visitors. But then we say, look, in our office, we're going to refer to Meals on Wheels. In your office, you're going to say, you know what, you need a little extra help. We're going to refer you to telephone reassurance or to a friendly visitor program. This is the crux, I think, of when we have these small nonprofits, and you or I are it, the work we do is not small. And the work we do has tentacles because we're reaching out to each other to make sure that that client is, in fact, surrounded by the resources and the programs and services that they need that otherwise they would not receive. And let's face it, I mean, a scenario of mine, I was a volunteer friendly visitor before I went to work for Helpline, is that my friend, when I first met her, sat in her easy chair in front of that television, maybe with a cup of tea, and not getting up out of that chair, except maybe to use the bathroom or get another cup of tea. When Meals on Wheels arrived, it was extremely important to know that she was, in fact, going to have a nutritious meal.
Mm-hmm. We actually had a client a couple of years ago that she was on our program. We were delivering every day. And every day she would leave a message on our voicemail. When she would wake up at 6:30 every morning, there would be a message from her indicating, you know, if we could give her an extra helping of certain items that that was on the menu for that day. But one morning when we came in, we would always expect this little message from Marie, and there was no message. That prompted us to say, there's something wrong. So we immediately tried to reach out to Marie, her emergency contact, and her neighbors, and to find out that she actually had fallen and was taken to the hospital. So it's also an assurance that we follow up with all of our clients, with their emergency contact, whether it's their neighbors, their family, to make sure that they're okay. We're in constant contact through the telephone, talking to their family members if there's any issues. We have seniors just call our office because they would just need to speak to someone. We do refer to Huntington Helpline, and we refer to the county for additional services as needed.
And again, extremely important because that person is receiving services beyond just, here's the meal, have a nice day, and goodbye. And we, who get around and about and get to go to all our meetings, sometimes, mm-hmm. sometimes it's a bit much, but we at least are getting out. We're not isolated. We are not marginalized. And that's so important. We forget that there are people who are, in fact, in their homes and not seeing anyone and need to have those services. And they're not going to Google. They're not going to look through the phone directory to find social services or the Office on Aging in Huntington County. They're going to call the people that they know and trust. And thankfully, it's our programs and services. So along with that nutritious meal, we know that they are getting so much more, and that assurance is huge, absolutely huge. And not just for them, for their caregivers, for their physicians, for all the people that they do come in contact with to know that somebody is there checking in on them. We had a case once where the person had also fallen and didn't want to tell anyone because they were afraid that mm-hmm. they would be carted off to a facility. Mm-hmm. And we finally figured it out and was able to call emergency services to assist. But it's frightening. It's frightening to know that there are people out there that need our help on a day-to-day basis and aren't getting it all the time.
Right. We're very fortunate. We have great volunteers who really are concerned about our seniors. When they make the delivery, they get to know our clients. And if there is any changes in their status, they will immediately report it to us. So we are in contact with their emergency contact individual to make sure that the senior is home, is safe. and if any additional services should be required.
We're going to take a short break and be back with Regina from Meals on Wheels and more information about how you or a loved one or a neighbor can access this incredible service.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show at noon, just in time for you to share your lunch with us. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. Hunterdon Helpline turned 50 in 2019, and we have been your first assist and your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year for basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, access to the link, and so much more. We have our own programs and services for seniors, such as telephone reassurance and friendly visitor, and our Choices for Seniors directory, as well as literacy services for adult learners who are basic English learners, meaning they are native English speakers, but need some more instruction and perhaps their GED, as well as adults whose first language is other than English. We have a work and activity program as well for those who are seeking employment with Hunterdon County employers. So again, your first call for help, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Don't forget, our First Assist program is there for you 24/7, 365 days of the year. And we have Regina Halsney, who's Meals on Wheels Executive Director here in Hunterdon County. And we have been talking about this fantastic program that I'm sure you are aware of. It's all over the country, but unique to each and every community it serves, and certainly to the seniors that you serve, Regina. But we also talked about the drivers, your volunteers. You couldn't do this without them. Hunterdon Helpline couldn't do it without our volunteers as well. You know, I always liken it to Dunkin' Donuts. We run on volunteers. These are very committed people who get in their car, come to Meals on Wheels, collect the meals, and then go to their clients and drop them off. And as we said earlier, our boots on the ground, make sure the person is okay, give a hello that may be the only hello that day. Tell me a little bit about the volunteers. What are the demographics? Young, old, in between, retired, using their lunch break from work?
Well, majority of our volunteers are seniors themselves who have retired and have the extra time where they could volunteer. We do have younger ones that do volunteer during their lunch hour, but the majority of them, I would say, that are early retirees. We have approximately 500 volunteers. We ask for a commitment of once a month. And it takes about an hour to an hour and a half to make those deliveries. So the volunteer drivers go to our nutrition site to pick up the coolers, which are packed with food, and a list of clients as well as directions for the clients that need delivery for that day. So it should take them approximately an hour. They will leave the nutrition site with their coolers, go to the individual's homes, give them the meal, say hello, see how they're doing, and then they would come back to the nutrition site with the empty coolers and obviously report any issues that they might see. A couple of times we've had drivers that were at people's homes and we had to call 911 and we asked the volunteer drivers just to wait until 911 arrives. But we could not function without our volunteers. So besides having volunteer drivers that drive throughout the county, we have site volunteers who come every day at 8 o'clock in the morning to package up the food. We have a caterer that supplies the food, but the food comes in bulk, and the food has to be packaged individually for everybody that is being delivered
wow.
that day. So between the part-time staff and the volunteers that help package up the meals, we would not be able to get all the food out that's needed. The caterer arrives about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the volunteer drivers arrive at approximately 10:30. So within that time, every individual meal has to be packaged up, meaning the hot portion and the cold portion. So the logistics of it is very important that we keep on task to make sure that we get all the meals done and correctly, because if someone's diabetic, we want to make sure that they get their correct food. The drivers arrive, they're giving the coolers, they're put into their cars. We have carts so that nothing is picked up that is heavy, and they will go out throughout the county and make their delivery. Those volunteer drivers are able to pick a route that they're comfortable driving in, so it's not asking them to go out of an area where they don't feel comfortable. All the site volunteers finish packing up the meals, but now all these coolers come back. And they need it to be cleaned. So all the coolers have to be put away and the kitchen has to be cleaned. So we wouldn't be able to function if we didn't have these volunteer drivers that make sure that we stay on the road every day.
How many meals are we talking about every day?
Well, last year we served approximately 52,000 meals. So the daily count goes up and down. We do have where the seniors are going into a subacute, hospital free, you know, it constantly changes. But I would say on average it's 250 meals that have to be packaged up out in every morning.
How many drivers then?
So we have the Flemington route has, Flemington site has approximately 9 routes, and the Lebanon site has 9 routes, and the Lambertville has 3. So it's approximately 21 routes that are going throughout Hunterdon County.
That's amazing, absolutely amazing. Regina, tell us how, one, we can sign up as a senior, but also how we can volunteer. Who do we call? How do we do this?
So if someone is interested in volunteering, they just need to call the office or go onto our website, which is mowih.org. If you go on to the volunteer page, there is a volunteer form to be filled out. If any questions, you could reach us through our webpage by either emailing. Our phone number, our contact information is all there. Once we receive your volunteer form, we check your references, and then we will have an orientation that you would be take about a half hour of your time just to explain the procedures. For any clients that need to be put onto the program, again, to call the office to get onto the program.
So the office number 908 208-284-0735. That's 908-284-0735. And again, the website, MOWIH. So that's Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon.org. MOWIH.org. Again, the phone number is 908-284-0735. How does a senior qualify, by the way?
A senior qualifies one if they live in Hunterdon County, if they're over the age of 60, and they are homebound and need the nutritional support. They have difficulty either standing or cannot prepare meals, or have no other way of getting food in. We have some seniors that do drive very locally. Family does not want them driving, but they are concerned that they're not getting the nutritional food. A lot of them will end up eating junk food during the day and are not preparing a meal.
They may drive, but once they get to the supermarket, it's grab the potato chips or whatever is easy and, you know, packaged food, but not a nutritious meal.
Right. So everybody's on has a little different story or level of services that they might need, but it really helps the family, you know, caregivers as well, knowing that someone is preparing a meal for them, someone is checking in on them during the daytime. For when most families are very busy between taking care of their own, that there's one less thing for them to have to worry about is whether their mom or their dad has eaten a well-balanced meal or somebody has checked in on them during the day.
And what about the cost? I know that you get funding through the Older Americans Act, but does the senior pay for it?
So the suggested donation is $5.25 a meal. We ask the senior,
which is incredibly inexpensive. Like I said, when I was a friendly visitor and saw these meals, you cannot buy that for $5.25.
No. And the meal is served hot. The hot portions are hot. The cold portions are cold, ready to eat. But it is a suggested donation. If a senior does not feel or cannot afford to donate, we ask them what they feel comfortable with. We have many seniors who cannot afford to donate at all. And so we still continue serving those individuals.
And so how do they just, if they can't afford the donation, they just send in a monthly check or?
Right. So monthly we send out a statement based on how many meals that they had for the month. And they then will send back to the office what they could feel that they could financially afford for that month.
Great. Well, we're going to take another break and come back and talk about some of those other programs and services that Meals on Wheels provides. I mean, this is, I think, really something that everybody has heard about, but may not necessarily, Regina, know the particulars. And really, the work is unbelievable, fantastic for both your staff and obviously the volunteers. We will be right back. If you've been listening again to Access Meals on Wheels, to either sign up to receive meals for you or a loved one, or volunteer, 908-284-0735. That's 908-284-0735.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new trading week on Wall Street gets off to a horrible start as coronavirus concerns only seem to get worse. Trading was halted on Wall Street immediately after opening this morning. The S&P 500 fell 7% within the first few minutes. It triggered an automatic 15-minute break in trading. Chief Market Strategist at National Securities, Art Hogan, explains the process.
The concept behind that is let's put the brakes on, let people think about what they're actually doing and are they reacting appropriately to the magnitude of negative news that we have.
The Dow has been down over 2,000 points in early trading. Besides coronavirus concerns, an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia has sent oil prices plunging, only making things worse on Wall Street. A cruise ship that's been quarantined off the California coast due to the coronavirus will be coming to shore today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Today, sunny skies with a high near 70, westerly winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43 and southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 63 and southwest winds between 5 and 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tuesday night showers are likely mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 41, southwesterly winds around 10 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 57, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, which will become calmer in the afternoon. On Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, a high near 56, and Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. The normal work week ends on Friday with a chance of showers, partly sunny, and with a high near 62, the chance of precipitation is 40%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, which is your first call for help. Any challenge, any need, 24/7, 365 days of the week. Again, any challenge, any need, any time of day, give us a call, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And for a listing of all of our services and programs, please visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc.org. And we are back, and this program has been fantastic. Regina, about Meals on Wheels and the wonderful, wonderful things that you do. I don't think people have a handle, do you, on the seniors in our county, growing population, and the needs they face every day. And Meals on Wheels, and you as executive director and your staff, really fill an enormous need here in our county.
There are many seniors, as we know. The population age 60 and older is a great population, but it's amazing. Just last week, the first week in March, we had 10 new clients, homebound clients, that just came on the program, and most of them are living home alone, and they're in their 80s who need the services. But besides our homebound program, which we do deliver Monday through Friday between the hours of 11 and 1, a hot meal, we deliver on Friday cold bag lunches for the homebound seniors as well, so they could have a meal, at least one meal once a day. Besides the homebound program, we have our congregate program. And that program is for the seniors that are able to get out to the senior center and are able to socialize with other seniors. We have seniors that actually volunteer for us. We have a Rosie who actually washes the dishes for us every day over at the senior center.
More power to her. And this thank you, Rosie.
Yes, we thank Rosie. She actually had a mini stroke a couple years ago and went through physical therapy. And one of her real interests was to volunteer and to keep herself busy. So every day, Rosie comes to the senior center.
Volunteering. 10 years on your life.
Yes, so she volunteers every day. But we have a lot of other seniors that come and help package up meals. We have Mike Parisi who comes and he volunteers as well. But besides volunteering, we have seniors that come once a month. We have a lunch and learn where our dietitian does a program. So this March...
So is that different from the congregant meals?
Well, it's...
Or in addition to?
It's in addition to. So we have the lunch and learn, which is every first Wednesday. Our dietitian will talk about various nutrition topics. So on March 4th, she talked about Eat Smart, Live Stronger. And it's the opportunity for seniors to socialize, speak to a nutritionist. They enjoy having a meal. And various topics are discussed. Every month she'll talk about something different. It might be diabetes, gastro issues. But it's also the opportunity for nutrition counseling one-on-one. Our dietitian will make an individual appointment and to speak to any of the seniors that actually need nutrition counseling. We also have that for the homebound. If they need nutrition counseling, they have that opportunity where our dietitian could reach out to them. The congregate program is where the seniors can come and enjoy socialization, educational, or entertainment. So on March 12th, we're going to have our St. Patrick's Day party. We will be serving corned beef and cabbage, Irish soda bread, and we'll have entertainment. So once a month, we have a program scheduled where either the senior could be entertained, learn something, and socialize with each other. So besides doing the homebound program, we do have a congregate program for the seniors who are able to get out, and we also have our lunch and learns where you could speak with our dietitian.
So also you talked about the bags that you give for the weekend meals. I also know that you have special bags and a special program that if we were faced, I hope not, with another Sandy, we're getting through March here, I can't believe it. No, I don't want to say the four-letter bad word that starts with S and ends in W, but I know that you have emergency meals when something like that should occur and you can't do your normal delivery.
Right. So every year, our emergency meal program reaches out to the community to put together for us bags of non-perishable food items. We were very fortunate this year. All of our homebound seniors were able to receive 4 bags of non-perishable food items. So if we do have to close, whether it's because of the weather emergencies, they're instructed to use those Blizzard bags, we call, because we cannot go and make delivery. If it's too dangerous for having volunteer drivers to make deliveries between 11 and 1, we will close, but the seniors do have the Blizzard bags.
Which is so, so important, so, so important. We experienced the march 2 years ago.
Yes.
That unfortunately was horrendous. We got through it. But we got through it with organizations such as yours. We were the hotline for Office of Emergency Management and referring people to different programs so that they could get assistance if they were shut in because of the snow and also JCP&L lines being down, etc. So those Blizzard bags truly came in handy. I hope you don't have to use it this season. Or we could also be hit in the summertime with a heat wave where JCP&L goes down. We know about brownouts and blackouts and so forth, but we know that Meals on Wheels will be at the ready.
Right, and we do call all of the homebound seniors if we cannot make delivery, whether it is because of the winter weather or for a certain other reason. All of their emergency contacts are also contacted to let them know no delivery will be made. And the emergency contact individual will make sure that senior is taken care of. And if there are any issues, to please let us know at the office.
It's so, so important. I just want to talk about the congregant meals, too, because in the first segment, we did discuss how socialization plays a huge part in a person's health, both mentally and physically. And, you know, I love our senior center here in Hunterdon County because it's so vibrant. People are coming in for the various programs. A little shout-out to Hunterdon County and its senior division. But I've also passed by when you've had those congregant meals, and we know there's a big difference when we have a holiday and our folks come home, our kids come home, and that dining room table, you know, is full to the brim once again. These congregant meals provide seniors with that kind of atmosphere, with that kind of care, and it's about community. I think that people don't want to sit in their home. People want to be with other humans. You know, I'm a crazy animal lover, and I consider human beings a herd animal. We mm-hmm. like to be amongst other humans, and it definitely makes a difference in our life, and you can see it on folks' faces when they are, in fact, socializing and breaking bread. You know, we know across the board that we've grown up with that expression, breaking bread together is huge for so many different reasons. So I do think that those congregant meals are really, really important. And we get calls all the time. So do you know what's on the menu today for Meals on Wheels? And we keep your little handy calendar to make sure that we can answer those questions. But great work, Regina. You know, again, a shout-out to you, the staff, the volunteers. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about the ultimate topic. How can you make a difference and help Meals on Wheels continue these incredible programs here in Hunterdon County? We'll be right back.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're back listening to Hunterdon Helpline's show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio on the Internet, Hands Across Hunterdon, and what this show is about, people, organizations, businesses, who provides the help that we need here in the community, and who does better than Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County. And Regina, I'm going to have you say your last name correctly, because I know I've been botching it up.
It's Lasney.
Lasney.
The H is silent.
Okay. I kept wondering which. I knew one of the letters was silent, but I wasn't saying the right one. So Regina Lasney, she is Executive Director of Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon County. She's been with us on the show, but she and I go all over. We have a meeting tomorrow morning over at the Senior Center to make sure that seniors in this county get the services and programs that they need. And Meals on Wheels is certainly right up there on the top of the list as to what the need is. Our senior population, I mentioned it before, is growing in Hunterdon County. We're graying like the rest of America, and all our baby boomers are turning the tide, so to speak, in terms of aging. All of these senior programs that come down from the Older Americans Act, we consider a person a senior at 60 years of age, not 65. So if you're listening, sorry. But you are, in fact, a senior. But the good news is that you're eligible for a lot of these wonderful programs that truly make a difference in people's lives. And before we get to how you can help, if you need the service, 908-284-0735. That's 908-284-0735. Or visit Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon on the Internet at www.MOWIH. That stands for Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon.org. So MOWIH.org. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that is fundraising. That is, how do you be sustainable as a small nonprofit here in Hunterdon County? I know that we go through similar things. It's, yes, people, I know you don't like to hear this, but it's about putting your hand out for help. As much as we help others, we don't charge anywhere near what $5.25 a meal if you can't afford that. So how do we get this funding? Oftentimes, these grants just don't cut it, and they also require matching funds. I think people don't realize that, Regina.
Mm-hmm. True. The Title III Old Americans Act represents only 40% of our budget. So the remaining of our budget comes from fundraising, foundations, grant writing that we end up doing. So we're always looking for additional funding so that we can continue to support the seniors who are finding it very difficult to give a suggested donation of $5.25 a meal. A lot of them say between all their medical expenses and their rent going up, they just don't have any money left for the food that they need. So we're currently in our fundraiser called Your Meals on Us, which is a raffle fundraiser for a ticket, which is $20. You will have the opportunity to win multiple restaurant gift cards. So our first prize is over $1,000 worth of restaurant gift prizes. Our second prize is $525 worth of restaurant gift prizes, and our third prize is $345 worth of restaurant gift prizes. All of the proceeds of this raffle fundraiser will go to the programs to serve the seniors of Hunterdon County. If you are interested in supporting the seniors of Hunterdon County, please contact our office. We have plenty of raffle tickets. We can mail them to you. Or you could stop by our office to pick one up. The drawing is actually on Thursday, May 21st. at 5 p.m., and we're hoping to be able to raise approximately $20,000 through this raffle program, which, again, will support the senior program and serve the seniors of Huntington County.
And something to remember, Regina is the only full-time person on her staff, as am I. So we're talking one executive director and then part-timers. And the reason for that and the overload on your shoulders, Regina, is because the funding is just so needed and we can't afford to have several people on staff who are full-time. So your funding is not just going to making somebody a fantastic job, believe me. Your funding is going so that these dedicated people, and believe me, they could get other jobs outside of social services, really dedicated people to make this happen each and every day. Even when we talk about the volunteers that show up, and again, we run on volunteers, someone has to coordinate that. Mm-hmm. Someone has to open the door in the morning. Someone has to make sure that everything is on that quote-unquote conveyor belt, if you will. And every single person who's in the program is receiving the nutritious meal that they need based upon their individuality. You mentioned diabetes before. So these are just not take-it-or-leave-it meals. These are designed for each individual. So that requires people. And again, whether you volunteer or you're a paid staff member, it is crucial that this funding goes to Meals on Wheels to continue these fantastic programs. In terms of additional fundraising throughout the year, I know you do this raffle every year, but tell us how we can help. Tell us how we can reach out, even if we work for an organization. Some of these larger companies offer matching funds. Where else does the fundraising come from?
Well, besides doing our raffle fundraising, we do a mail campaign once a year, which is the additional fundraising. But we're always looking for corporate or business, either sponsors or their employees who are able to come and volunteer at our locations to help package up meals and make deliveries. In order for us to continue functioning, we do rely heavily on our volunteers. So whether if you could volunteer once a month, whatever you can do, we are very fortunate of the generosity of the volunteers that we have. Some of them are just amazing of how much time they put in. And get nothing in return but, I guess, self-satisfaction that they are helping the seniors of Huntington County. But we still need more. The summertime is coming. A lot of our senior volunteers like to go away, or they go down to different parts of the country where they have other homes possibly. So we're always looking for more volunteers. We're always looking for volunteer drivers. We're always looking for volunteers that could help at the office or at the site, because we couldn't function without their help. And it's a huge coordination effort. In order for it all to function and run smoothly, the office has to make sure that we always have a driver on board that can make those deliveries. Again, there's 20 routes that are going out per day. All of the paperwork that is necessary between the office staff and volunteers at the office to make sure that things are functioning on a smoothly basis. So if you have an hour of time, please just give us a call. We could find something that you could definitely do for us.
And that phone number is 908-284-0735. Again, Meals on Wheels in Huntington, 908-284-0735. We have been talking with Regina Lasney, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels in Huntington. Regina, it's a pleasure to work with you in the community. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. And we will be back. Hands Across Hunterdon next Monday at noon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns continue to dominate the news, including the impacts they're having on the markets. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 2,000 points in early trading today. A massive sell-off at the opening bell triggered market circuit breakers, which halted trading for 15 minutes, the first time they've been triggered in 11 years. CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin says there are other factors in play here, including an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Crude prices have now dropped 21%, which means effectively that there are going to be some energy companies in the United States and elsewhere that effectively could go out of business.
The State Department's warning people to avoid traveling by cruise ship because of the coronavirus until further notice, noting that the risk of contracting the illness is increased on a cruise ship. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator saying the former VP would restore honor to the Oval Office. Booker making the announcement during an appearance on CBS's This Morning.
Some of my biggest issues, like criminal justice reform, like racial justice, like economic justice, that he is going to be a strong leader on that and can actually pull the country together, the kind of coalitions we need to actually make progress in those areas.
Booker is to join California Senator Kamala Harris, who's also endorsed Biden, at a Biden rally in Detroit tonight. Meanwhile, another round of primaries is coming up tomorrow. Voters will be casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold its Democratic caucuses. A report just out today on the biggest arms sellers on the planet says the U.S. is number one and Russia comes up second. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More now on our top story, the coronavirus outbreak, a Russia-Saudi Arabia oil war, and the impacts both are having on Wall Street. President Trump is leaning towards the turmoil between Russia and Saudi Arabia as the larger reason for the Wall Street plunges today and in recent days. Heading to a Republican fundraiser in Central Florida a short time ago, the president tweeted that the two sides, Russia and Saudi Arabia, are, quote, arguing over the price and flow of oil, and he added, quote, that and the fake news are the reasons for the market's big drops. The president is expected to meet with his top economic advisors when he returns to the White House later today to discuss the situation. Lawmakers in Alabama are looking to overturn a quarter-century ban on yoga being practiced in public schools. Democrat Jeremy Gray proposing a new bill that has passed the Education Policy Committee already that would allow schools to offer yoga as an elective. That state has barred the practice since 1993, along with other practices such as meditation and what's called guided imagery. And James Taylor's new album has debuted.